Mayor Lori Lightfoot dresses as Rona Destroyer to unveil Chicago's Halloween guidelines. By Kyle Morris on October 1, 2020. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, D., has unveiled the coronavirus guidelines for safely celebrating Halloween in the city, all while dressed as the Rona Destroyer. Lightfoot's remarks on the newly implemented rules for the season came on Thursday during a press conference, where she entered wearing a red cape featuring the words Rona Destroyer, a black mask, and a laminated photo of Clorox wipes draped across her stomach. This year more than ever it is important to celebrate Halloween safely and responsibly, Lightfoot said. Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady also attended the press conference dressed as a Rona Destroyer and provided health tips for celebrating Halloween safely. In accordance with wearing a mask, the city is asking residents who want to give out candy to leave a sign on the door or an outdoor light on while keeping proper distance and providing hand sanitizer. Trick-or-treaters are also asked to travel in groups of 6 people or less and have been warned to not stick their hands into bowls of candy. The city also asks that trick-or-treaters wait until they are home to eat the candy. In the announcement, the city made it clear that large or small house parties are not permitted and insisted that haunted house attractions should not operate. According to the Chicago Tribune, the city also will host what it calls Halloween activities, including programs from the Chicago Park District and Chicago Public Library, which will be available at chicagohalloween.org. The Illinois Department of Public Health released guidelines for safely celebrating Halloween on Wednesday, which urged those who want to participate to stay at home. According to the department, those who want to trick or treat should travel with members of their household. The state guidelines also made it clear that masks should be worn by those giving out candy and trick or treating. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.